Blackstone Audio presents All the Time in the World, A Book of Hours by Jessica Kerwin Jenkins. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. For Nico, who makes every second count. The honey of heaven may or may not come, but that of earth both comes and goes at once. Wallace Stevens. Introduction. When I was just starting out in New York, working in a dull, gray office building, whenever the morning felt particularly bleak or tantalizingly sunny, I'd intentionally overshoot the front door, strolling eastward on 34th Street, as if I were going somewhere else entirely. I'm embarrassed to remember how exhilarating it felt, and how thrilling it was to imagine one of my coworkers spotting me making my escape. I'd see a fantastic day spreading out before me, the matinees, the cafes, an afternoon wandering through Central Park. Then, at the corner of Fifth Avenue, I'd pause, like a trapeze artist at the end of her tether, and I'd turn on my heel and go back to work. I should have gone to the Cloisters instead. Up above 190th Street at the Cloisters Museum, I'd have found a small leather-bound book, like a diary, made for a medieval queen of France. A classic book of hours, The Hours of Jeanne d'Evreux is composed of short texts that guided the queen through her day, from morning prayers through vespers and the verses for Compline, said just before bed, and through her year. The full effect is enchanting. In contrast to the book's pious theme, delicate images of monkeys, rabbits, dogs, and dancing revelers crowd the margins. Little animations scholars call drôlerie. Knights joust on one page. On another, courtiers play frog in the middle, something like blind man's bluff meets tag. Holidays are noted in a striking red, some of the first red-letter days. My book is an homage to the books of hours treasured by women, and some men of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. These antiquated volumes were status symbols, fashion accessories, and talismans, often embellished with gold latches and gilt-edged pages, and done with illustrations in lapis or saffron. They opened a door to devotion, but also one to distraction. Lately, my husband has been obsessed with GTD, getting things done, a culty businessman's motto that glorifies the traditional to-do.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?